We're Elkhorn Computer, and we do commercial repair and setup. With Elkhorn Computer, your business will experience profitability through productivity. Give us a try. Visit ElkhornComputer.com, then give us a call. ElkhornComputer.com. Click the microphone icon for a free mouse pad.
We apologize if things sound a little choppy over the air right now. We're trying to get it addressed and figured out. 10 minutes away from Robin Washett. Some interesting quotes from Scott Frost today at the Big Ten teleconference. This via the Omaha World Herald, and one, I believe this is Sam McEwen. Scott Frost was asked about his whether his emotions on are heightened because of he's coaching at his alma mater with the losses. And he said, quote, "I wanted to work more, and I know it's going to work. It hasn't happened as quickly as we've wanted. We've had some pretty tough breaks in the first weeks, but that's the way sports goes. It wouldn't matter if I was coaching at Malcolm High School in Nebraska or the Green Bay Packers. As a coach, you want to win." He was also asked, I thought this was an interesting quote from Scott Frost. He said, quote, "There's no sacrificing the now for later. The best thing we can do for the future is the best we can right now. Like I said a bunch of times, there's a bunch of stuff to fix. Our guys need the confidence of winning a game. It's going to happen sooner or later. It's going to happen. I think they see the results and the improvements they've made. They just haven't been able to win yet. We've just got to keep plugging." So that's the thing that's interesting about that's the interesting thing. Because I understand like what Thor was hinting at and what some other people have talked about, because I've thought about it as well. Like, okay, what do you do with Martinez? Like, if he's if it's not close for him to being 100%, do you hold him out of this week, understanding A, the opponent and how they're built? Michigan, great in the defensive line, really physical team. You're an 18-point dog. Do you cut? Because to me, it's like, do you sacrifice winning this week? Because in my opinion, I just don't know if Nebraska can. I don't think Nebraska can go beat Michigan with Andrew Bunch. I just don't think that can happen. So do you sacrifice this week for the long term of Adrian Martinez and making sure he's as healthy as possible? And I wonder what that's gonna what that really looks like. Because either Adrian Martinez is healthy and good to go, or he's not. And if he's healthy and good to go, and he looks like that in practice, well, then you got to play him. So again, my guess is they are going to play Adrian Martinez this weekend. But I certainly understand the trepidation with that. That if you feel like there's a chance of that he could get banged up, why you'd want to steer clear of that. And that's just like, I think the hard part about all this is trying to get a feel on the nature of the injury. You know, is it one of those things that it's just pain and he just has to play through the pain, or is there some sort of is something compromised where if you play you risk further injury? Because I think there's a difference between those two things. There is a difference between those two things. But I think Frost is saying the right thing of, hey, there's no sacrificing the now for the later. That ultimately you got to start winning some of these games. You need to. So I'll be real interested. I just can't wait to see what ends up happening with Martinez. You know, and here's the thing: we're probably not going to know until Saturday at 11 o'clock. And I think I need to start getting that in my head. We're not going to know until Saturday at 11 o'clock. Scott Frost is going to continue to make Michigan prepare for two different guys. I don't think he's going to show his hand, even if he knows. I mean, clearly, last week he knew that there was no way Martinez was going to be able to play, but he made Troy sweat. And I got no problem with that. If I were in his shoes, I would do the exact same thing. I would do the exact same thing. The interesting thing this weekend that if Martinez doesn't play, if what the play calling looks like with Andrew Bunch. Like, was the, because, you know, I've said that it felt like there was a, the play calling kind of had training wheels on it, that basically, you know, they weren't really throwing the ball down the field. There wasn't a lot of quarterback run game. Basically, it was all handoffs and swing passes for Bunch. And I, and the one thing I, was that more a product of a lack of confidence in Bunch, or is that more a product of the opponent and feeling like we can just, listen, let's keep things real vanilla and basic and not risk anything with the quarterback here. And I think Frost felt like they could line up and just run it right at Troy and have success, and clearly that didn't happen. I think they understand that if you're going to trot out Bunch this weekend and have a similar set of play calls in your playbook, Nebraska's going to be in a world of hurt. I mean, you got to open up that playbook a little bit more. Find some different ways to stretch the field vertically, throwing the football. Find some different ways to let Bunch run the ball a little bit, to at least give the threat that you'll do that. Not saying that he has to be Michael Vick and be just a dynamic playmaker with his feet, but you have to make the defense worry about it. I got the vibe about halfway through the early portion of the second quarter, probably, that Troy realized, hey, this guy's not going to run the ball. This guy is not going to run the ball. So I, even though you're playing a better opponent on the road, a better defense, I mean, I think to even give yourself a chance, you're going to have to open up that playbook a little bit more. Now, if it's Martinez, you do what you do and off you go. You do what you do and off you go. And all I know is right now, if Martinez is healthy and plays, I would take Nebraska plus 18 in a second. If Martinez is not healthy and not going to play, it's another story. All right, Robin Washit, Mitch Light, all still to come in the 1 o'clock hour. Let's get to Robin when we come back here on Game Time.